Bhagavad Lila, 12th canto, chapter 5, Shukadeva's final instructions to Maharaj Parikshit. Shukadeva Goswami instructed Parikshit about the absolute truth so he would become fearless with the impending death from the bite of the Takshaka snake bird. The idea, I will die, is the mentality of animals, because the soul does not undergo the bodily phases of birth and death. Transcendental knowledge destroys the material mind and ego. The soul within the body exhibits its original eternal identity. The material body appears at birth and displays life for some time, and finally it dissolves into nothing. And dust thou art, and dust thou become. Shukadeva advises Parikshit to fix his mind in meditation upon Krishna, and thus the bite of the snake will not affect him. Unconditional loving surrender to Krishna is the highest perfection of life. Vishnu Chakravarti says in his Tika in verse 1, the exclusive purpose of the presentation of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam is to convince the conditioned soul suffering in repeated birth and death in the karma chakra. The Bhagavatam attempts to convince him to execute, surrender to Krishna, and go back home, back to Godhead in his spiritual body. In his commentary on text 13 of chapter 5, Srila Jiva Goswami glorifies the bhakti of Parikshit. He explains that Parikshit Maharaj was fully determined to fix his mind upon Sri Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. So we should pray to Parikshit Maharaj and to Shukadeva Goswami and to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Prem Sarup of Radha and Krishna, that they all will bless us with Drida Vrata, Bhakti Drida Vrata, very fixed determination to practice pure devotional service and engage moment to moment, day to day, hour to hour, and pure devotional activities executed solely for the pleasure of Sri Radha and Sri Krishna. So with such determined daily efforts, day after day, then at the time of death, when we become so physically pained and disturbed and wrought with havoc and distraction and burning mental fever and intense anxiety, that crucial time of death, we, like Parikshit Maharaj, become fully determined to fix our minds upon Radha and Krishna and go back to Goloka Vrindavan for the Nitya Seva of Srimati Radharani in the groves of Radhakund. Chapter 6, Maharaj Parikshit passes away. After hearing from Shukadeva Goswami all the pastimes of Krishna and the entire Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj cast aside all fear of death. He begged his Shiksha Guru Shukadeva Goswami to allow him to fix his heart upon the lotus feet of Lord Hari and give up his life. Granting permission, Shukadeva Goswami rose and departed. Actually, great kings and even great Niskanchan sadhus, they preferred to die alone with God. Although he was his guru and stayed with him continually for 7 days, instructing him in Bhagavat Tattva and Leela, now the guru has completed his mission and he departed. And Parikshit Maharaj would realize all the teachings he received over those 7 days and employ them at the last moment when the snake bird Takshaka would come and bite him and burn him with his deadly poison. Maharaj Parikshit was free from all doubts. He sat in yoga asana and absorbed himself in meditation upon Paramatma, Lord Narayan. The snake bird Takshaka arrived in the disguise of a Brahmin. And he transformed into a snake at the last moment and bit the body of the saintly king, and immediately the king burned into ashes. The son of Parikshit, named Janamejaya, became very angry that the snake had bitten his father. So he performed a snake-killing sacrifice to destroy all the snakes of the world. Somehow he was protected by arrangement of the demigods. Ultimately, it's Krishna's wish. Continued. Describes something about the Vedas appearing in this world. From the heart of the topmost demigod Brahma came the subtle transcendental vibration, ta-pa. And from this subtle sound vibration arose the syllable om, greatly potent and self-luminous. Using this omkar, Brahma created the original Vedas and taught them to his sons, Marichi and others, who were saintly leaders of the Brahmin community. This body of Vedic knowledge was handed down through the disciplic succession of spiritual masters until the end of Dwapara Yuga, when Lord Vyasadeva divided the one Veda into four parts and instructed schools of sages in these four samhitas. When Yajnavalkya was rejected by his guru, he had to give up the Vedic mantras he received from them. To obtain new mantras of the Yajurveda, Yajnavalkya worshipped the Supreme Lord as Sri Suryadeva, who had his prayers fulfilled.